Just add some of me typing into the start of this podcast, you know, clickety clack, jing jing, ready to go.
Any
might be a style, yeah.
You're never gonna find a husband with all that work.
Well, thankfully, I have no work to do now, so I should get many husbands.
The 12th man podcast express train, lads, pulling into a station near you soon. Now,
podcast.
How you doing, lads? 12th man podcast. Declan Maron over there.
Hello.
Rue Tobin over there.
Howdy.
How's everything going?
I'm alright.
Season's over.
A little bit hungover.
Don't really care. Season's over. But the Premiership season's over. Still 2 weeks of the league to go. Get that into you. Still plenty of football to happen, lads. But the Premiership season's over. It's a sad, sad day, isn't it? It was Saturday, Sunday.
It would be sadder if we didn't have any football in the summer, but we do.
Federation's Cup.
And in retrospect, I'm gonna say that was not the best season of Premier League football. But let's not put an absolute downer on it. Let's talk about the positives.
I'd say there was good some positives in that. There was some negatives, all right.
I'm not gonna say there wasn't any positives, but I think
there were no positives. The football was turgid.
And you miss all the penalties and extra time.
It's terrible. It was terrible. Terrible football. What I want to know, lads, is actually what I want to tell you first is the 12thmanpodcast@hotmail.com is the email address. And @12thmanpodcast is the Twitter. And you can get onto the Facebook page as well. Just Google the 12thmanpodcast because you know what I mean. There's a party over there. That's all I'm saying. There's a party over there. What I want to know though is, after we all saw new Man City manager Roberto Mancini took out a full page ad to thank the fans. He took this out in the paper to thank the fans of Man City. said he had 3 great years at the club, and he put a picture of the 3 trophies up and a picture of himself.
And he was Ciao, which was nice.
Yeah.
Italian. Little bit of Italian in there.
He's not even Italian. It's all
right. The only Italian he knows.
His name is Robert Martin. It's all right. anyway, I'd like to know, lads, who from the world of football would you like to see take out a full page ad in the paper and why? Declan Martin.
I'd go with a page 3 picture. I'd like a
page 3 picture of Sean Massey.
Andy Gray. I'd go with Harry Redknapp to take out a page of Men Seeking Men. Because he obviously wants to add to his QPR squad this year. So I'd have him take it on Men Seeking Men. I don't know, you know, there wouldn't be a lot of, it would be like very detailed, but yet still not really describe the kind of players he wants.
Yeah.
Just kind of like has to be expensive and high profile.
Expensive,
kind of
foreign, over the hill.
But also English and free.
But also English, good lad. Free.
Good nickname.
Yeah.
Good
banter around the club.
That would be mine anyway.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. But what would be it? Would it be a picture of Harry Redknapp there at the club or?
I wouldn't, in a Men Seeking Men, I wouldn't include Harry Redknapp photo. Anytime Sky Sports showed them, they seem to be the worst pictures. Or football just
not
inspired,
very
Sky Sports News.
And he could at the end call the chairman now.
Yeah,
Rue Tobin.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know when Aon Insurance used to sponsor United, and it was the ads, and I think we talked about this before, like Michael Owen was
made more appearances
in those ads
than he did for Manchester United.
But yeah, he was there. He was on the ad. I'd like to see like a photo ad or one, you know, like a. In the newspaper.
an ad
in the paper. There you go.
Struggling with this.
Yeah, I really am. But I'd love to see one that was for Aon Insurance that just had Michael Owen's face and on the top said, injury prone?
Nice.
Aon Insurance.
That's a good one. It's creative marketing at its best.
Yeah.
I was going to go with QPR one as well. But it's not Harry himself, really. I'd get the players to take out an ad, like, you know, they'd all pitch in, they'll say 25 of them that are registered, and they'd all get a section, and they all have to explain why they were so bad this season.
like a kind of column each.
A letter
from the editor type column, where it's like, or they could even respond to feedback. You get people to write in specifically to them, and they can respond to it.
Or they could each have, like, they could each take out an ad in different papers or billboards or something like that, yeah, and explain why they're so bad.
Well, a thing like that kind of exists because it's called Twitter. And they do take a fierce amount of views on there, so.
Yeah, it's just a poor, downgraded version of Twitter. But yeah, I'd have them, and I'd have all these little sections in a big picture, and I'd ask them, like, your highlight of the season, and go, really? Afterwards? So yeah, I'd say, Remy, oh, well, my goal was to go against Wigan. Yeah, his goal against Wigan, was probably the highlight of my season. Like, yeah, we got relegated, so, I mean. Or Bosingwe, what's the highlight of your season?
Like, when I pulled Ben Arfa's jersey and realised how stretchy it was.
when I went home, I realised how much money I made.
Yeah. It's probably when I was walking down the tunnel laughing, there's many QPR fans raged against them, punched the tunnel.
And Redknapp walking down the tunnel laughing. Ah, QPR.
Lols.
Lols. But there weren't any lols on Sunday in the Premiership, lads. There weren't. Arsenal, Newcastle.
There was a few, but.
Tottenham, Sunderland. The two big matches to find out who finished fourth. And Arsenal did it.
Yeah,
Arsenal did it. They beat Newcastle 1-0. It was horrible.
In an absolute cracking game that I nearly fell asleep watching.
Oh, that was that good. You nearly fell asleep watching it.
I was also hungover then.
There's a running theme.
Yeah, well, I've taken over for you, Rui. You've stopped drinking while you're busy.
Don't you? Lorca Shelby with the goal.
And a terrible celebration to match it up after.
He put
his thumb in his mouth and he just wagged his finger around. I was like, what's he doing?
Mm. Fourth spot, yeah!
Maybe that's what it was.
He
could have put his thumb down.
He not only scored the goal, but was fantastic in defence as well.
Yeah, himself and Mertesacker have really picked it up at the end of the season.
They haven't. That's where Manon's been out of the team and probably for the better at the moment.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Although there is one thing that kind of, Manon's a good player and he's good in the ball. Yeah, can we not push him up now? You know, there's times when, but when you look, there's no defensive midfielder there. He is good in the ball. Now it's not the time to be experimenting with that kind of thing. But if we bought another centre back in the summer, you'd have the four centre backs anyway there.
Maybe
including him. But then you have the option because Diaby's never there.
I don't think that's the solution. I don't think players like that are ever that comfortable moving in. I mean, he does. And even like, look at Luiz has done it relatively successfully, we could say, David Luiz. But I still don't know. I still think he's an out-and-out centre-back. Even at left-back, I don't think he looks that comfortable. I don't think moving a player in positions like that. But it's still good to see that he was your best defender for a long time. And now you've got two guys coming through that are going, okay, we're taking over. And it's like, ah, good. Well, Competition for a place is
That makes the players play better.
I mean, Arsenal rarely have that.
Yeah, look at United when they have four like strikers, like Cole, York, Sheringham and Solskjaer. They're all scoring.
But also, Vermaelen's been bad, so that's why he's not there.
He's been dropped.
Also been linked with a move away today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange. I don't. He's the captain. Although this is a running
recurring team. Yeah,
I said this. We set our captain every season. Fabregas, Percy, possibly Vermaelen.
Well, you should just make Diaby your captain.
Yeah, as I said, this at the start of the season, making captain.
It's gonna get predictions.
What make Shelby's goal?
The commentator called it
offside, but I know it was, but when it went in,
called it a smart finish, which was ridiculous. Steve Wilson, the guy who does the Robot Wars voice, he called it a smart finish. It hit Herbert in the face. I don't think it was that smart.
It was a great jump too.
He did well. He connected well with it, but I wouldn't say it was smart.
Yeah, he was the one player who was really outstanding on the pitch that game. I think, some of the other players did look very nervous.
Yeah,
and even Newcastle at times looked like they weren't even trying.
In fairness, I thought Newcastle in the first half played the best football I've seen them play nearly all year. There was some.
I think the Arsenal just were afraid to step up.
Maybe, but they really haven't played, and it was nice to see that. But they still don't score goals, and that's a huge. Worry.
Well, they were allegedly offered not the players now, but the backroom staff, the people around the club, and all that. The non-football part of the club were offered $1 million in a bonus to be shared amongst them if Newcastle won the match.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
Well, it just seems strange because...
I did hear that, actually. Yeah, that's weird.
It's a strange one, but obviously there'd be a lot of pressure from the non-footballing side of the club for the players. When the players might think, oh, maybe I want to win it. But you look at the amount of mercenaries, per se, that's in the Newcastle team. There's players there that, they bought in January. They don't have any affiliation with the club. At one stage, I know Ben Arfa and Cisse have been there longer, but there was a ball crossed into the box and neither of them ran towards it. They just kind of looking at it like nobody was bothered, and at that stage I kind of looked and said, this game's here for Arsenal to get another two goals, maybe three goals here. There's a chance to win this 3-0 or 4-0 and be comfortable with it.
They're unlucky not to be comfortable at the end as well. Walcott, he should have scored, but he was you know, he did very well and quite unlucky.
I think he didn't know what to do when he got into that position. I know he just happened to walk up, but I didn't think he thought he was going to get that far. He got past the last tackle. It was a Taylor, and he tried to make the last tackle. And he got past it, and then suddenly he was like, oh crap, I have to shoot. But he was at an angle to get to turn and then try to chip it in. But
we haven't talked about the 37th minute yet, where Steve Harper got his round of applause.
He was crying.
Yeah, I can understand why he got emotional. I said it to you guys a while ago that I would have liked to see him
play up front in the last
game. I suppose not finish his career the way his career was gone, like being on the bench. He called his career a roller coaster. I was like, if the roller coaster didn't go up or down and just kind of stayed, you were sitting a lot, I suppose. You know, not to take away from the lad, he has had, I heard Shearer said, look, he's had offers to go elsewhere and he didn't want to.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people want, you know, give out about there's no loyalty in the game anymore, and there is in some cases, you know.
You do wonder sometimes there's blind loyalty as well. I mean, he could have been a first choice on another team.
Yeah.
You can understand he wants to be there, but, yeah, it's also a lack of ambition, maybe.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, let's do that in a few months when we forgot about him. Let's not have to.
Well, I mean, Carlo Cudicini sat at Chelsea. I know he didn't have the same affiliation, but Carlo Cudicini was a wonderful goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And he just let himself rot away at Chelsea, and it's the same when he went to Tottenham. He barely played. I mean, it was sad to see him. Like, I mean, this guy could have went back to Italy and got a club, handy enough, got another Premiership club, but he wanted the money really more than anything.
Mm.
Yeah. There is that thing, like Steve Harper as well. What else can you say about him except for that he was loyal?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Haven't seen him play that much, so.
He didn't have any.
Dropped that ball from Alonso. Alonso scored from nearly the halfway line, wasn't it? That was Harper goal. Mm-hmm. He dropped that one into the net.
Yeah, that was memorable.
Don't criticize.
We're just trying to think of memorable moments in his career.
When Shea Given left, he was the first choice goalkeeper there for a while.
He was. He was in you know,
until first, Tim Krul came along.
Yeah, he was for, like, you know, he played it, people get injured, but when Shea Given was there for 7 years, I think, you know, Shea Given was first choice and he was never missed a game. Like, you know, he was never injured. They wouldn't have played him in the FA Cup or League Cup because they were competitions that Newcastle would want to win at the time because they hadn't won anything. You know, they still haven't won anything in a long time.
I was just going to interrupt you and say, you were saying there wasn't lulls in the Premier League this week. The refs had to change their jerseys at halftime because of the midgets. That's hilarious.
That was a strange one, wasn't it?
That was really funny. I couldn't understand that at first. I was like, wait, what? Because when they said they changed jerseys from yellow to green, I was like, it's black and white and red are the other jerseys. They're not getting mixed up. Well, apparently they were just getting eaten alive.
Does that mean, like, the small players or, like, the actual
little
bugs? Yeah.
That was mental, though.
I think, you know, Norwich could do that if it was happening to them.
Did you? No, they'd go in at halftime and be like, oh, we're destroyed. We can't come back out. Game called off because of insect bites.
Why are you losing this match? I mean, you're much better than this team. What's going on? The midges are taking us down.
This might explain why Holland never win anything.
Insect bites.
Although, Brazil win a lot.
Good point.
They'd like it, maybe.
Maybe that spurs them on.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just like, get away from me, midgey, I'm going to run faster with this ball.
Different people, different motivation tactics, you know. Some people like a room full of bugs.
You said spur them on. It's always spurs. They won't beat some of them. It was an absolute wonder strike from Gareth Bale.
In the 90s?
It was a little bit earlier. 89th, wasn't it?
No, it was about 89th.
That's right.
It was set up for them to go through. You know, Newcastle really should have equalised.
I don't think Newcastle had a shot.
No, but in the way the story should have got, Bale goal in the 89th minute to send Drew would have been one of those kind of classics.
It was kind of that underwhelming thing where, like, the season was kind of missing that sort of ending.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, Bale scored in the last minute. Arsenal did their job and that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
But also, it should have been a lot more comfortable for Spurs.
Mm.
They were 8 points ahead, I would say.
Obviously it should have been more comfortable in terms of getting the fourth spot, but just in that game.
Yeah.
There was a lot of nerves around towards the end and they were thinking, oh, this isn't going to be our day. Particularly when Gareth Bale was shoved in the box and
Didn't get the penalty.
That was
ridiculous.
That was two penalty claims.
Well,
that was outrageous.
The handball as well.
Yeah, but the one where Bale was shot, I mean, it was
The ref's position, the match day at least did well and pointed out how bad the ref's position was for that. Yeah. It's awful.
But not just not to give the penalty, alright, that's kind of, that's unfortunate, but the ref couldn't see it, but to book Bale for diving was just, was just going, oh, it's Bale.
But then it's the other way around where,
you shouldn't have dived before.
Yeah.
I know that, like, that's the point, his reputation preceded him in that case, and we said before that it would come back and haunt
him. It's the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. But what happens then if Spurs go ahead and, what, when was that, like 15 minutes in or whatever?
Yeah.
It was like early and on in the game. Arsenal hear news of that coming through. You said they were nervous already. If they're suddenly down.
One thing I wanted to say actually is, did you see when Bale, when he went down at first and when they booked him, he then held his face and rolled around? I was like, that's another dive. Send him off.
Well, he was just,
I know,
distraught.
Incredulous.
Yeah, ooh. I would say.
Yeah.
Freund. Yeah. Mm. I've never seen it as Bale got that mental.
They weren't given a penalty this season in the Premiership.
Yeah, and I think the same with Swansea as well. I don't think Swansea got a penalty.
Norwich got like one or two or something towards the end.
You see, the thing I was going to say is if Bale had gone down there and, like, it was a penalty, like we all saw it was a penalty.
Mm.
But if the referee doesn't book him, then there's the whole question of, well, oh, he has to book him, he has to give the penalty then. If he's not booking him for diving, and that's stupid, you know.
Well,
and maybe the referee, in a way, is trying to cover his own back.
Yeah, he made the wrong decision. I don't think he made two wrong decisions.
Yeah. He made the wrong decision, but he made it, you know, based on what he could see, and it's a terrible position. But, I mean, look how fast Bale's running. I mean, the referee's fault that he's not catching up with him. Like, I mean, it's not like the play is slowly around the box. The referee is, Bale has sprinted away.
Yeah, I know, but to be where he was is still a relatively bad decision.
I don't think it is. I mean, there's a ball going, and like Bale can run it, he's incredibly fast. I mean, I don't think the referee referee can keep up with him. Why isn't the linesman?
I don't want him to keep up with it. Yeah, the linesman should get it either, but you know, either way,
more linesmen, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
someone standing behind that goal, they could have seen it.
Or if we had cameras to look at it,
maybe
again.
Yeah. Or if we gave someone absolutely no power whatsoever but just made them stand there. Yeah. Maybe
would
they help in no way.
Did you guys see the bit where the Spurs fans started celebrating
because
scored? That was really weird.
Someone had obviously just gone, pretended that.
Yeah, like
there was an Arsenal fan planted.
It must have been something like that. Like, I'd say it was. I was wondering like how that comes to be.
Just mischievous lad who wasn't really there for the football and just decided.
Do you think it would have, like, if I was who were they playing? Sunderland. If I was Sunderland fans, I would have done that. You know, if I was sitting amongst Tottenham fans, I'd have definitely gone. I'd have been killed after. But
but Sunderland fans don't want to say that Newcastle fans are Newcastle winning. They're probably happy they're still winning anyway. So, you know.
Vaughan got sent off as well.
Yeah, that was
point. The third red card, all three under Di Canio.
Yeah, yeah. No red cards in, what, 30, 31 games before that?
Mm. Mm.
Di Canio.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm done with him now.
I'm bored of it.
I think he'll be sacked next season. I really do. I'm going to say that now.
Mm. That wouldn't surprise me. I think when we...
He fined seven players.
Yeah.
Last week. I mean,
what was that for again?
I don't know. I think they were out.
He's mad. He just felt like it that day.
I think they
went
to a casino, was it? Paris. Mm. On Wednesday.
They didn't invite him.
Yeah, they didn't invite him.
He fined them all.
They were all at the pool and they didn't invite him a lot. But it just seems... I mean... He's shouting a lot. He did a 25-minute press conference after the match, I think, giving out about the players and the lack of commitment and all those kinds of things. I was like, look, relax, you know. You don't need to go public with all this kind of stuff. That's not doing you any good. And I would think he will be sacked next season. He's done a great job in keeping them up, but...
They asked him, did he have an idea of who he wants, like, to get rid of and who he wants there, and he said, yeah, I do. It's probably, like, you know, he must have a plan, but it'd be interesting. I'm like, you know, as he said, I didn't want that kind of gimmick, you know, the way everyone goes on about Holloway.
Yeah.
I didn't want, because I don't like I don't like Di Canio as that kind of gimmick, because it's just like, generally as a manager, I found him a bit irritating before. I find him hilarious to watch, you know, as an outsider, but I find it irritating when people kind of jump on board with the gimmick of him jumping around and going mad, you know?
Yeah.
But I agree, I can see it getting to it, like, he'll sign a few bad signings, they'll be struggling, he'll have a bust up with about seven players in which he won't just find them, but he'll start fighting the ball.
Tony Pulis style.
Yeah. We'll get to him.
In the shower, naked.
headbutt. Naked headbutt.
Well, look, basically what we can gather from that is that Tottenham don't get into the Champions League, really.
And no playoff.
No playoff either.
Would have been at Villa Park, like you two both predicted.
Yeah, actually.
Kind of stuff that Villa Park. You know Villa Park.
Doesn't matter, you still get, I'm still complimenting you. Take the compliment.
Thanks. Did one point out, though, that Arsenal conceded the second lowest amount of goals this season, only behind Man City. Yeah. I know we were saying, people were saying to start the season that, because you look at the season overall, you say like fourth, right? It's not really any progression on last season, because you step back and finish third last season, didn't we?
More points though this season.
Yeah, more points this season. And Boas kind of bemoaned that, saying this is Tottenham's best ever season, we still look at the Champions League, but it doesn't matter, it's all relevant to the season.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just, you know, at the start of the season when Arsenal had, it was a three clean sheets in a row, and people were saying, oh, Steve Baldy's really come in and short with defending, and then there was some terrible results.
Terrible defending.
But I think maybe in the long term, he's made more of an impact.
Yeah,
and
seems
you can see that there is more resilience there, that we've had to, we've had to grind it. 7-1-0 wins or something this season.
Yeah,
which is pretty impressive for something like that. I mean,
I was one of the people who criticised at the start. Yeah, and I actually think I said while we were recording, if they make it to the Champions League, I'll be unbelievably impressed.
And you said a couple of weeks ago you thought it would be an achievement. Yeah, maybe a month ago.
I still am. I think they were very poor in the way they turned it around. You know,
people say it's after the Barcelona or the Bayern Munich match. In the Champions League, the away tie.
Well, they were kind of around then, still a bit poor. I think it was like maybe a week
or two. I think it's in the away tie, and then after that, Tottenham slipped up one or two games, and then Arsenal just kept winning, basically. I think they've lost since then. I don't know if we've the best form in the league at the moment.
I know it's a poacher team. You should know.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. West Brom 5, Manchester United 5. Fergie's last ever game, 1,500 game.
First ever 5-all in the Premier League.
First ever 5-all in the Premier League.
Had to get that as well, didn't he, before he went.
And Lukaku he's like the third player to score a hat-trick against United, or against Ferguson's United or something like that.
I didn't know that, actually.
Something weird like that. I'm trying to think of who else did. Did David Bentley do it?
Yeah, Bentley did.
He did. I know he scored a hat-trick. I'm just trying to think.
Michael Owen might have at one stage.
Yeah, I did think. I feel like he did.
Get a hat-trick against him, or did he get two?
No, wasn't it Rochenbach?
No, it wasn't. Fabio. Oh, Alfonso Alves might have.
No, Fabio Rochenbach did.
It wasn't Fabio Rochenbach.
Rochenbach Chelsea. That was against Chelsea.
Fabio Rochenbach never got a hat-trick in the Premier League.
He did.
For Middlesbrough?
Yeah.
Fabio Rochenbach got a hat. No, I don't believe it. Don't believe a word of that. Don't believe a word of that.
Maybe it was two.
Maybe it was one. Maybe it was an own goal. Doesn't count. West Brom 5, Man United 5. What? Is this the end of the season nonsense? Like, or should United be worried?
Nah. To be grand.
Or does Ferguson worry? Do you think Ferguson even cares?
I think he
definitely cares.
I think he looked pretty annoyed towards the end.
Do you think he went to the dressing room?
He didn't do a press conference.
No.
He didn't speak to any press, but I don't think that was more out of annoyance.
I think he's probably
pissed. Steve Clark said, he told me if you lads can't make a story out of the 5-all draw, then,
So he's like, and he had a little laugh at that.
Yeah,
he's been trying to delight his West Brom players.
If you look that video up, actually, that Steve Clark interview about laughing and smiling. The players told him to smile more, so he walked out smiling to the end. It was really weird
creepy. And then it just switches really quickly. He's like, smiling, deadpan. And it turns black and white somehow, and I don't know what happened to the cameras.
The people point out, like, all the pundits point out that they probably got a kind of, like, lesser version, like, easy mode on the hairdryer kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, where it's not warm and hurting your hair. It's kind of, like, you can just...
But he did, he looked kind of annoyed, and then... He kind of went, wait, there's no point in being annoyed. Yeah. Like, this is my last game. And he went to the fans and he was having a banter.
Yeah.
So,
well, he was kind of forced to go to the fans with Ryan Giggs, really.
Come over
Ryan Giggs, like, yeah, go up to the fans. He probably get the fuck in that dressing room now. It's like, what the... To come in his throw cups around.
Do you know what I loved? Lukaku's Titantron style entrance to the game, like they have in wrestling, with like Faithless playing.
Oh,
as
yeah, somebody. That's why West Brom came back.
As Lukaku came on, it was like that music bellowed. It was like, this is perfect.
They should play it every time he scores now. player.
Or he should just sing it.
No, just through the PA system, like they play Depeche Mode when this is. I don't know which Celtic player they do it for.
Oh, yeah.
Samras? Or is it just any Celtic player at this stage?
Yeah, it's probably any Celtic player.
No, they do have specific things for Celtic players.
Mario Gomez has his own song.
Gomez button.
I also very much enjoyed Jonas Olsen in that game. I'm not a fan of Jonas Olsen, as you both know.
He was terrible.
His own goal and then his miss.
There was
his miss was hilarious. Yeah. One of the misses of the season.
He just ran through and the ball came and just kicked it over. Like,
misses of the season.
There was some terrible goalkeeping.
That'll happen usually in a 5-all.
There was only three saves that he made.
Lindegaard was terrible.
I think there was only three saves made, four saves. The defending was just dreadful.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
it was awful.
It really was. Butner, nobody marked there. Nobody tried to tackle Butner.
Yeah.
And he scored.
There was a lot of that in the first half. West Brom were just no desire to get the ball or anything. They were just, you know, they were just passing the ball around for minutes on end. I was like, this is dull. And then it was 5-all and I was like, that wasn't dull.
The last goal was awful though. The Lukaku one.
Oh, that was my favourite.
It had a load of deflections.
I love when
players
are on the ground and they head the ball. It's just great.
It was he got a hat trick after coming on.
Yeah,
I actually
thought for a second after he scored that goal, sitting on the ground with his head, I was like, does that count as a perfect hat trick? But no, two of his goals were right foot and then a header.
Hernandez
that
second.
He was, although
Lukaku was better.
Finishing wise, terrible. I don't know, like it didn't come true on match of day because they had so many goals to get through.
Yeah.
There was actually a point where it seemed like that's all that they were showing, and then they showed Olsen's miss, and I was like, because I watched that game live, and then I watched match of day.
Yeah.
But he had three or four properly good chances to score and miss them. But his link-up play was excellent.
He was excellent, involved in nearly all the other goals.
Yeah, I think actually match of the day didn't do a great job covering a few of the matches, even the Arsenal game. They just because they had to show like the highlights of 10 games, obviously.
Yeah.
There's 5 all and stuff like that. But they left out a lot of things in the Arsenal game. Gashelny made a brilliant tackle at one stage and track him back, and he'd left it out.
I actually meant to say earlier, Steve Wilson again. His intro, did you hear his intro to the Arsenal game, which was, welcome to the Eurovision Gong Contest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Shut the fuck up. That's just nonsense.
End of season, you know. Everybody's got a bit crazy.
Why is he just coming out with his own snappy lines? It's like, just read like the basic intro. That's what we like. We don't like you trying to be like funny, because you're not. We are. This podcast is, and you're not.
This podcast is when we're insulting you and your crap lines.
We're not funny. Very much not.
No.
Skulls,
we're not modest, I'll tell you.
Skulls the last game.
Got booked for a terrible tackle.
Yeah, on the Jakob, wasn't
it? Had to be.
He's doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
He's like, he's an old
one. He probably wanted to get sent off so he wouldn't have to deal with the celebrations. I'll just send me off. I just want to go home. I've already retired once. Just let me go.
It's boring, I've done this.
I wonder if he's going to stay on as a coach now. With Moyes coming in, so. If he's. Because he
ginger,
was a coach.
The whole ginger link.
Yeah. Interesting. It was just incredible. 5-all, you don't see that in the Premiership.
Yeah, as I pointed out earlier.
Yeah. But even in football, like,
yeah, I can't remember. There was.
It's 4-all.
Some games.
I don't really think of 4. Like,
Arsenal,
there was
Liverpool's 5-4 when Newcastle left famous. Or 4-3.
There was a Hearts and Dundee United, maybe Motherwell. Who was it? I can't remember. There was a game in the SPL about 2 or 3 years ago that ended 5-all, and it was just full of the most ridiculous goals you'll ever see.
But yeah, this seemed to be the way it was going. You know, it just gave up the fend. They threw Rio Ferdinand on that, like 15 minutes ago. I was like, stop this. It's just stop it.
He's on a new contract, actually.
Yeah, he got a 1-year extension, didn't he?
Yeah, it's, what was his contract? It wasn't expiring this year, was it?
I think it was, wasn't it? So he signed off next season, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, it's like, is that 2 years now, or? Because he's back.
Yeah. He can't fly anywhere except if it's to Dubai to do media work. But he can't fly to San Marino for a match. Oh god, no, Jesus.
That's not nearly as far.
It was Ferguson's 1,500 game as manager. Now, I don't know, I didn't look into this, but I'm wondering. There was a match a couple of years ago, a League Cup match, that he didn't go to. I think it was around the time when they were linked with De Gea. I think he might have went to Spain to watch De Gea play or something like that, and he didn't go to the match, and I'm pretty sure that Mike Phelan was in charge for the game.
I will give him it anyway. Don't.
I wonder if they're counting that, because I'm not counting it. I'm not counting it.
United fans will rise up and carry you and throw you into a lake.
Oh, okay.
The same lake we talked about earlier. off the podcast.
Lovely. Liverpool 1, QPR 0. Not much to say about the game. Coutinho got a goal, but
it's a great goal.
Coutinho got a great goal.
Yeah. It was so straight. The way he hit it, it was just like, it didn't, like, I can hit volleys like that, but like the way he hit it was just like, it fizzed in without moving at all, like not even a little bit of swerve.
He's had a really good end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
all the pressure was off and we got to play well.
He only came in and like, he took a while to settle. A bit like Arshavin in his first season at.
Don't
curse that's an omen.
Although,
I think
he does more work.
Coutinho is what, 21, 22?
Yeah, no, I'm not comparing him as players.
I know what you mean, the impact he's had.
Yeah.
It's actually the kind of end of the season I wanted us to have, where I don't know how many times I've reiterated this, but the fact that Suarez isn't there, I want other players to kind of get in and,
yeah, well,
you know, for next season,
yeah,
have their experience. Like, they can see, like, say Suarez isn't there now, Coutinho feels like the star, or Sturridge feels like the star.
Mm.
You know, Gerrard's not there either. Good chance for Shelby to kind of push on and do something. Or,
for God's sake, push on.
Yeah.
Just do something.
You know, and
no, not that, Jesus.
just a chance for them.
Stop trying to lob our own goalkeeper. Carragher.
Yeah.
Big Jamie Carragher.
I'll have to give his autobiography another read now.
Do you believe him now that he was a striker?
Well, but that
strike.
Oh, we're all
everybody,
devastated.
I think everybody was willing that in, except United fans. Everybody was willing that in. Maybe Everton fans.
Can we award it anyway? Can we just, like,
it's only QPR.
I did see, like, after he gave his like stats and how many minutes he played on the pitch,
yeah,
and blah blah blah, goals three, and I was like,
yeah,
that
more
should be four.
He has more
it
own
should
goals,
be
four.
No,
he has
five
goals,
isn't it? I think, and he has eight own goals or
yeah,
something like that in the Premiership.
737 games.
That's incredible.
That's a lot.
That is incredible.
And if you consider, he like didn't break in until like not, he wasn't like really young breaking in.
Mm.
He kind of broke into the squad a little bit later, and he was kind of right and left.
He could still, I think, he could still play on. I mean.
Now that you say that, Harry Redknapp did make a lovely little comment on that. So,
oh, yeah, QPR.
If I had him at QPR, we'd be promoted next year. You're talking a lot of hypotheticals here all
yeah,
the time. Everyone else's fault. If I had all these players and then I got to do this, I'd win everything.
Speaking man.
Yeah, but I think he could as well.
Definitely. Especially
joining Sky,
he figured out that this football thing isn't that hard. You just hit the ball hard, and it might go in
at the goal.
But I'm going to be disappointed to lose. I mean, I think it's good for him to move on, to be honest, because I, as much as Rodgers adores him, like too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. He goes on about him all the time, and since Carragher announced his retirement, Rodgers has obviously clearly been trying to change his opinion. Like, I think he just adds a few lines every now and again. It's like, oh, I wish I'd have had him here sooner, or I wish I'd have been here sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I wish this, you know. If only we had more him. It's a shame. It's a real pity. It's like, stop talking about that. You know,
he's
made
retired.
His decision. Yeah.
Maybe he's retiring because of Rodgers. Rodgers is trying to be too pally, but he's like, oh, I just can't do this anymore.
Well, it's going to be strange what this means for us now. How are we going to replace that?
Because
clearly he doesn't see Skrtel in the team.
At this.
No. I'm going to know that.
It looks like they're going to sign Colo Torre.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
No.
There was also...
Colo Torre was past it at the end of their Arsenal days.
Yeah, I don't want him at all. Like,
The last time I saw him was the game against Wigan in the league, and he passed the ball forward and pulled a muscle in his leg and off.
Yeah.
He passed the ball.
There was talk of... Kyriakos Papadopoulos as well, Shakhtar player.
Yes,
that would be a good sign. He's a pretty decent player.
Why don't you bring back?
Well, we could probably buy him with all our Andy Carroll money.
Do you order Kyriakos?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, I don't.
We could probably buy him with all our Andy Carroll money now.
Yeah, 15 million.
Mm.
Well,
is it
15? 12 million up front, I think. For
that's okay, I suppose.
That's good.
It's a good massive
good
loss, which is all right for us.
Yeah,
because we were used to that at this stage.
Grand, the money you spend on Suarez, you know, he only plays every once in a while now. It's not enough play anymore. Carragher, nice to see him go.
Nice
send off as well.
JC23 in the crowd was cool. I like seeing crowd animation-y tributes where they hold up cards and stuff like that. I always think that's the best.
I always think they must be really hard to orchestrate, but it mustn't be, I don't know. Fair play. Chelsea beat Everton 2-1.
Yeah.
Dave Moyes' last game as Everton manager.
Yeah.
Ends in Niffy.
There's a lot of last thises and that's at the moment.
Yeah, it's the end of football, isn't it? That's
yeah.
It.
Well,
it is.
I mean, there's so many players and
managers
and stuff who are leaving that I can't think of football without them. Like
Ferguson.
Ferguson was manager before we were born.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
That's crazy.
I can't remember.
He was in charge. You weren't even born.
I can't remember. You know. Liverpool without Jamie Carragher,
mm.
or like football without David Beckham, or Mark Van Bommel getting sent off, or like, you know, Michael Owen being,
yeah, I was gonna
being
say
good
Owen.
Or disappointing.
Yeah, he admitted like, this week.
Well, we're going to mention Tony Pulis left.
Okay, sorry, we'll go back to Chelsea.
Okay,
then.
Chelsea.
We won't get ahead of ourselves. You're the host, you should be anchoring this, whichever way. Blame him for... That's clearly our fault.
And it's not really, you know, great to talk about. Chelsea, okay, they consolidated that fourth spot. If they'd lost, though, I think Arsenal would have overtaken them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's no playoff, obviously.
Which
ended quite quickly because the goal really early. I was like, well, that's that.
Matt is scoring the third minute or something.
I just want to know what's like. We can all agree, I think Benitez did a good job.
Yeah.
Since coming in.
I think he did a fantastic job, as we said last week, considering the pressure.
I wouldn't say fantastic. I mean, he did have a great selection of players, and he wasn't exactly going into a club. Like, Di Matteo was doing a good job. They won their first. Five games.
But I mean, when we talked about him going in there first, I was like, there's no point in him taking that job. That was our attitude towards it. It was like, he's getting all the abuse, it's affecting players.
Yeah,
he's not wanted.
That, but...
And instead, he's won a cup and qualified for the Champions League when they may not have looked, did not
well,
exactly look like
they
did, there was,
not.
There was
see, that City, I see, they were in a, they were a second or something.
Yeah,
the
they were
in
a
second.
Yeah, but the, I think.
I'm
when,
not comparing
when Benitez,
Di Matteo,
when Benitez came in, it started off really badly.
Yeah.
And he did a great job to turn it around, and even like all the fans and everyone kind of begrudgingly went, yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah, there was a lot
it's
of...
All right, yeah. Even Frank Lampard said, it was grand.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
Frank Lampard, you could say that Benitez put Lampard back in the team.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah. But
there was a lot of signs like, we forgive you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, piss off.
Yeah.
I've got my medal, I'm going to just like walk away and
he did do a good job, but I wouldn't say fantastic. I mean, he had a great selection of players. He had money to play around when January came. They didn't buy them bad. Like, they weren't in a terrible position when he took over.
No, but that's I'm not comparing it from, you know, when he took over. I mean, he was given the... they sacked Di Matteo and that's...
Yeah.
The end of that part. I think he turning it around. He did a very good job turning it around.
Mm. What's next for him?
Everton.
I said.
They'll hate him there as well.
He did. He was linked. I could never see that happening. Mm.
He said he'd take it. He said he'd be interested.
No,
I think it could be a decent enough fit.
I don't know.
Let's go back to Liverpool.
See, he does always. Not that he does, but he'll want money, and they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I hope everyone don't go down
PSG.
There is the Napoli job as well.
PSG's
been offered
to
him.
I heard they haven't offered it to him. A lot of rumours, I think, going around.
Yeah,
around
well, there is a lot going.
But you see, if Ancelotti is to leave, he's been linked with Madrid already. We know Mourinho's leaving Madrid, so he might well go back to Chelsea. Ancelotti might go to Real Madrid.
Mm.
But Benitez went to Paris Saint-Germain. He's a good European manager.
Yeah, I said this last week. I said the three of them should swap managers.
Yeah, he got Valencia to two Champions League finals.
Two Champions League finals.
Won Europa League now. Mm. I mean, he's been in five Europa
League. Won the UEFA Cup with Valencia as well.
Yeah.
So that's six finals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't can even think another manager has been in six European finals. They only won. They're 99.
They won two.
Lost to Barcelona and they beat Chelsea.
They lost to Barcelona twice for them.
That's not what they did lose to Barcelona twice, yeah.
Anyway, back to Chelsea. It was good result overall. Nice to see Lampard start getting the gold boot from Bobby Tamley.
Ferguson would have been with Aberdeen.
Ah, yeah.
I was right. Yes.
How many did you win?
Thanks, Ruben.
How many did you win there?
Yeah, he won one. Was he in another one?
Five.
This is not good listening.
Yeah,
he was trying to figure out things on the podcast.
How do I fix his pen?
What do you think about who's going to be the Everton manager?
Well, it looks like I think Roberto Martinez seems to be the tiny
tiny little Roberto
tiny dancer looks like he looks like the favorite, and he also looks kind of like the way he's kind of. He seems like he wants to be given a reason that he can leave, you know, as opposed to just say like
getting relegated is a reason to leave.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he'd be happy as an Everton fan with that.
I think there's a lot of Martinez that like I think the fact that he's a really nice, likeable person has kind of covered the fact that
he's not a great
he's
manager.
He's not done a very good job.
He has done a good job. The year he's won the FA Cup
and gotten relegated.
I know they've gotten relegated, but I mean, they should have been relegated 4 times ago.
Yeah, but also...
That's if you...
He hasn't improved the squad.
He hasn't done any... I know he's working on a shoestring and there's all that, but like, he doesn't... I don't think he deserves the praise that he gets.
No.
I do think he's a decent manager. He did a great job at Swansea. He was kind of instigator of that.
Yeah, I think we're kind of rehashing stuff that we talked about last week, where we talked about most of this last week. We didn't feel...
Yeah, look, we could talk about all we want, but we're going around in circles.
Loudrots. That's all I'm going to say. Loudrot for the Everton job. I reckon he'll be there next
I
year.
Don't know what the appeal of the Everton job is.
Good
I mean,
team.
I don't... You know, you were saying, Martinez... If,
good
as
team
Everton,
with a large group of fans and...
You have a good team that's going to be sold...
History. Not necessarily.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
sorry, but Fellaini's going to go at some stage. Coleman's probably going to go. Baines could easily go. Jelovic could be sold off.
Yeah, but the standard player there, like, if they get sold, then you're going to be able to bring players of that quality in again.
No, not really. When are they going to get another Fellaini?
Well, you can't say that they'll just definitely not get good players.
I mean, Fellaini's a world-class midfielder. Where are they going to get some?
No, we're not necessarily going to get the same
but
one.
That's
but
the same issue as... Any of the teams
I'm just saying, you were saying, I'm not saying no, we should ever get the job.
Yeah, but you're saying it's not that appealing
a job, whereas I think it is.
There's no
money to spend.
Well, yeah, not necessarily now, but I mean, that's the case at a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a lot of money.
What I'm saying is, you were saying if you were an Everton fan and Martinez was the manager was brought in, you'd be kind of disappointed. I don't think Everton can look and say, we wanted kind of not a big name, but we want somebody really good. And like they went with Moyes, it was a gamble and it worked. Mm. I don't want to see them go down the roof. I think Phil Neville's been in the job. I don't want them to go down that. That's Tony Adams at Portsmouth nonsense.
Gareth Southgate at Middlesbrough.
Well, Gareth Southgate's alright at Middlesbrough for a while. Better than Tony Adams.
pretty bad.
But I just don't think, any of the good players that they have, like, you know, that are, you know, Fellaini and Coleman and Baines could easily be sold on. The same with Jelovic, who I know he hasn't had a great season, and Morales as well. You know, once big clubs come knocking, that's them gone. And then you will have money coming in, but Everton are already in debt. They don't make enough money, so, you know, I just don't see the appeal.
I don't necessarily agree that there's not that much.
I'm not saying there's no appeal, but I'm saying, you know, you're not going to get a big name manager to take a job where he knows that there's going to be financial restrictions all the time, regardless of how much they spend.
Yeah, there's not a lot of other jobs around, which there aren't, of relatively high standard, which some of them feel they could get.
There's all of them.
Every
job basically is available at this stage.
Madrid's gone, Napoli. I mean,
they're all filled though. Those jobs really. We just haven't heard about it yet.
It's just like if Loudrup was to go there, be like just a sideways step in my opinion. Really.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. Like Swansea are going up at this stage. They're kind of on that trajectory.
No. Europa League.
Everton are doing it. Like, but Everton are kind of always. They kind of float around, whereas Swansea are on this kind of upward trajectory. That's an exciting thing to be a part of.
See, I think a new manager coming to Everton would have to rebuild the team, and I think they will have one or two seasons away from. I know it's you know, you're not going to say with great conviction at the moment because you don't know who the manager's going to be and what they're going to do in the summer. But you know, in 2-3 years' time, they might come back. But I think they might have a bad season or two, and they'd have to stick by a manager.
Well, they have done that with Moyes, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but they'll have to head down that route again.
Yeah.
Just quick mention that Man City lost to Norwich, and Jack Rodwell scored too.
Mm. Yeah.
And
you'll come up with the predictions later, though. No doubt, we're going to talk about our predictions.
Yeah,
that's
going to be fun.
As we said last week, he'll definitely be brought up.
Yeah. Johnny Hepson scored a wonderful goal, though.
He did.
As well, didn't he?
Yeah. Did. Very good goal. That
wasn't
turn,
tackled, though.
No.
Richards fell, Lescott and Yaya Toure just didn't tackle him. He ran straight through on goal.
But
not taken away.
It
was a great goal.
He took the initiative and just went, I'm going to run into that space.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to stop me, that'll fuck them.
Yeah.
But it also, like, that win pushed Norwich up, what, 4 or 5
yeah,
places?
Yeah,
that's like
4 million extra.
Norwich, that's incredible.
That's a nice amount off that Ricky Van Wolfswinkel transfer budget. So, Man City fans were showing Mancini a lot of love in that game as well. With all
and
the then
also,
and
Mark Halsey, which was nice to see.
Yeah, I didn't like BBC, when they came back and, you know, they said, oh, it's great that. And Alan Hans was like, yeah, great. And he kind of said, not to the camera, but he kind of said out loud, as if he was addressing Mark Halsey, yeah, Mark, it's great, like, great having you as a a referee and hope you do well in the future, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
but as just in case, some people don't know about the situation, he was diagnosed with cancer and came back to referee for, was it 3 years he's been back?
Yeah,
kind of thing, and he's retiring now, so you know.
He's going to work for ESPN next season, or not ESPN, BT, when they stretch on the football next season.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a, you know, it's
a company like that story. That whole thing with Graham Paul, when they just get him in. Anytime there's some sort of refereeing decision, it's just like, what's the Sky?
Sky's Dermot Gallagher now.
Oh, yeah.
Really boring.
Yeah, but at least it's not someone like Jeff Winter, a referee like that just wants to big himself up and love his own reality show.
Oh, Jeff Winter's been bigging himself up.
With cake. Pies. You know, but he's the kind of lad, he wants his own reality show about, like, him as a referee going around, you know, shouting at a player so everyone's looking at him, you know.
Big fat Jeff Winter.
Just get that in the second time.
Jeff Winter's gonna get you. Yeah, it's a winter fat.
That's good.
Copa del Rey, lads. Copa del Rey final. Atletico Madrid versus Real Madrid.
Win.
They win.
Were you pausing for suspense? Because it happened like 6 days ago.
Know.
I'm sure people know.
They won. They won 2-1.
Yeah, first time in 14 years they've beaten.
Yeah, 14 year long wait to beat Madrid. They do it. In the Copa del Rey final, in Madrid Stadium.
Like, to make sure Madrid get no trophies
that year. After extra time as well.
Yeah. And it's just wonderful. It's wonderful. Mm. It's great. It was actually quite a good game, apart from the big fights and all that happened at the end. Pepe and Simone, Diego Simeone, squaring up.
Hey, just...
Ronaldo gets sent off for not really anything.
No.
Kind of kicking out. A bit like Vieira got sent off for that against Van Nistelrooy many years ago. And it's actually the game I think Van Nistelrooy missed the penalty in.
Martin Keown jumped.
Yeah, jumped the top. I think it was that game. He was that the charity shield. I think it was.
Yeah, well, it was him. Ronaldo and Gabby got sent off as well for Atletico.
Yeah,
Gabby. And then Mourinho as well previously.
Yeah, Mourinho being sent to the stands.
Yeah,
he didn't even collect his medal. Mm-hmm.
Ronaldo didn't collect his medal later. I wondered that little kid from Liverpool that got into the
Europa League
Chelsea one. Yeah, I wondered did he go up and just take them? Just be like, yeah, I can take them. Yeah.
Two. Yeah, I won 2 silver medals in the same year.
What's he there for? Alonso used to play for Liverpool. He just goes to abstract things like follows Benitez and Alonso and stuff like that.
Diego Costa scored the first for Madrid after Ronaldo opened the score.
After a ridiculously good play by Falcao.
Where he got smacked around a couple of times.
He's been pushed and shoved in every direction. He still managed to get the ball to Costa.
I can't wait to see that at Monaco next season. They get relegated good.
He's off there to get relegated.
When he does all that single-handedly and then passes to someone who can't score at all.
That's a bit harsh now. We haven't watched enough Monaco games to go and criticise them like that.
But the Monaco Grand Prix is on this weekend. So,
don't see Falco driving a car. Getting past all those other cars by getting bashed.
I don't know how the situation is actually at Monaco, but because they're not part of France and they're, principality and stuff like that, they don't have tax laws over there. There was something suggested that, or I think it was actually more than just, I think the French Football Federation said that if they want to compete in next season, because they've only been promoted, that they'll have to pay a certain fee because they're not paying taxes, because there's new tax laws in France and they're saying it's not fair, so they either have to relocate or they have to pay 100 million or something to compete in the league. Something bizarre like that.
That's their transfer fund.
If they buy Falcao and then are making that, they'll have to give them Falcao. Work for.
We don't have 100 million, sorry.
Falcao works in the French Football Federation's offices.
Couldn't do any worse than the current French football. But the latest player to be linked with Monaco is ridiculously underwhelming. Charles Nzogbia.
Oh.
I read that today.
So was Diego Lopez, the goalkeeper.
You think Mourinho will probably take him with him
wherever he goes, just for sake of it. Mourinho, he's the only one who talks to him anymore.
He was obviously very angry, Mourinho, and you know, this is the first year of his career without trophies.
That's incredible.
That is unbelievable.
That's funny because you kind of go, he's not that good. They go, what am I saying? Of course he is.
It's like, of course he's not that good. Wait, what am I saying?
I was thinking the other day, it was 10 years since the UEFA Cup final when Celtic were in it.
I was getting
nice and nostalgic, and then I thought of Mourinho. I was like, that was the first time I ever
knew
of him. I was like,
when he first came into your life.
So frustrating.
Ronaldo got sent off and said for not much, but he did actually kick Juan Fran earlier, and it was and then he also blatant handball at one stage that I don't even know if he got booked for, but it was bizarre. Simeone was Branton saying he should be sent off. He literally stuck his hand out and just slapped the ball away at one stage. But Courtois, the goalkeeper, he made an absolutely amazing save against
Chelsea, isn't he?
And
we talked about him earlier this year.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if he's going to go back there, but I mean,
he doesn't want to.
Well,
apparently he's been very graceful.
Yeah, he said that, you know, he knows he's going to be behind Czech, so he might as well stay at Atletico because it's beneficial for everybody involved. Like he gets game time. And this is strange, like he gets game time. Chelsea, you know,
get a more experienced
goalkeeper
when
and they keep their four-size goalkeeper
and
happy.
Ross Turnbull doesn't get sold.
Ross Turnbull has a job. It's the same with Lukaku though as well. You know, he's at West Brom, he's had a great season. If he's not going to play in the fourth team next season, then loan him back there because he knows the club, he's going to get games, we know he's going to get games. It's going to be beneficial for Chelsea because he's getting games and they get to keep their first choice striker. It's going to be beneficial for West Brom. You know, you have loan moves that don't always work out for everybody involved, but them two have.
Yeah.
And Courtois, though, as I was saying, he made a wonderful save against Ozil. I don't know how he managed to get across and knock it up, but it was unbelievable. Ozil, though, kind of did side foot it to put the places through and hammer it in.
It was nice to see. It was just a great night, wasn't it, to actually get to see Atletico lift it. It was like, you know, even though we're not usually wishing Madrid harm, rumours of a Barcelona supporter, we don't wish anything bad upon them. But I was delighted to see Atletico win it and to see Ronaldo and Mourinho get sent off. It was funny.
I've Real and Barca jersey, so I mean,
although you have two Real ones, if you just cut them in half and sewed them together,
no, I'm not gonna do that.
And then go to an El Clásico game.
And just be schizophrenic.
Did you see Barcelona's new kit?
No, I haven't seen it.
I'm trying to recall it. I might be mixed up because I saw a few new kits this week. England's one was out as well.
England's
rip off of old Germany.
Yeah.
is it orange?
The away one is orange and yellow. Is it orange and yellow or orange and red stripes or something like that? And it's Mike.
Yeah. I like the one they had this season though. They seem to phase it out though. Do you know what
the yellowy
yellow with the orange?
I didn't like that.
Yeah, they did.
I liked it. I did like it.
The fading.
Two crazy colours for my kind of fashion.
I'll be picking it up for €20.
I want those old grey United jerseys that they had to abandon for some Hull.
I miss Barca's old gold jersey.
I remember when I first, this was ages ago, and United had one as well. And I was
United had the gold and white one, wasn't it?
But anyway, I was in a shop with my sister, and she was just like, she was just really anti United because she didn't really know anything about football. And she knew that like we didn't like United, we liked Barca, we liked Celtic. That was it.
She
saw the gold United jersey, and she was like trying to kind of big herself up. It was like, oh, I know about football. Oh, look at this Mikey gold jersey. And I was like, yeah, look at the one right beside it, it's a Barcelona jersey. And she was like, we like that then. Didn't get any more. Our gold jersey's good or bad. She was just,
if Andy Gray was here now, Andy Gray's turtled in his grave.
It's Sky Sports grave.
We'd be Andy lucky Gray for chat. We'd be so lucky.
Lovely.
The world would be a safer place.
Yes, it would. Move on
quieter.
To,
quieter, less banter.
Banter.
We'll have probably nicer banter, not regarding horrible things.
Moving on to your favourite jersey. Yeah, let us know. 12manpodcast.hotmail.com or at 12manpodcast on the Twitter. Moving on to Germany, I was saying Bayern came back from
3-1
down. No, painful memories of my Bayern jersey getting robbed.
Which was your favourite Bayern jersey?
The one I owned briefly in Germany. Go on. 3-1.
They were 3-1 down.
Gladbach.
3-1 down, and they came back to win 4-3 all.
In 20 minutes, that's worth saying. The first two goals were in the first 5 minutes, Borussia Mönchengladbach had scored.
Yeah.
And then it was 4-1 in the first 20 minutes.
No, 3-1.
Or 3-1, sorry.
Ribery scored an absolutely wonderful goal.
Sick.
I mean, he smashed it home. I mean, Bales was good at the weekend, but this was incredible. The technique to get it to go in.
On his left foot.
Yeah, spectacular. His left foot. Outside the box volley, cross from Philipp Lahm. Just a rocket as well. So well struck. You know? You don't really see as much of those, you know? Bale had one
those
in
first
the box.
Times.
Zidane-esque volleys. That's what it kind of reminds me of. But it was a good game. Ribery got two, Robin got one, the winner, and Javi Martinez had
he got the first
one.
Yeah. I think he scored that when it was 2-0, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but I was saying, because Dortmund lost as well, though. Or Dortmund lost as well, even just Bayern didn't lose. Dortmund lost 2-1 to Hoffenheim, wasn't it?
Yeah, which effectively...
Who avoided relegation.
Yeah, it was... There was a goal in the... I think it was the 93rd minute that Dortmund equalised to make it 2-2. But then it was ruled out for offside. So all the...
That kind of balances up, though, because of that offside goal they scored against Malaga.
Yeah, but all the Dusseldorf... I think maybe it was like 5 minutes extra time. And all the Dusseldorf players had finished, and the fans. So they were all waiting to hear the result. So when this goal was scored, they obviously heard and saw and freaked out and thought they were staying up. Only for it to be called back for offside. And they were all like, oh no,
that's
really?
The worst.
So then they had to watch and hope that they could...
That they scored again, yeah.
And it was tense, I have to say. I was watching the end of it, I was like... Awful. Yeah, but it was tough stuff, you know. That kind of... That glimmer of false hope is just awful.
That's a weird one, though, because that was pretty much the first time that both Bayern and Dortmund, since Bayern won the league about, like, 4 months ago or whatever it was, that they played their full teams. Obviously, in kind of in preparation for the final. Both of them conceded, 5 goals together? And it was like, they were crap. And, like, Bayern Munich have been winning 6-0 for the rest of it.
Zara's going to start our funds, isn't he?
Yeah. But as you pointed out there, Mario Götze is out of the final.
I
show fix, I said in the first place.
Because he's going to Bayern, so it kind of works. I caught shenanigans. it kind of works out well, but it's going to be a huge loss for him.
Dortmund, absolutely, yeah.
What do you make the final? Who's going to win it?
I'm sticking with Bayern. Yeah. I'm not changing my answer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Bayern.
I think it's going to be I think it's going to be a fantastic thing. Like, if Dortmund come out swinging, it's going to be like, wow, this is going to be epic. Here we go.
The way Lewandowski played in that semi-final. I mean, even if Dortmund don't have a great game, he's still going to get a goal. But the way Bayern Munich played
this season, they've just, I don't know how Bayern have done it, but they just kind of stopped him. He's been crap against him this season.
Yeah.
He scored one goal.
Did he score a hat-trick last year in the German Cup final, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He scored 4, I think, against him during the whole season. But he scored 1 this season and missed a penalty. And had, I think, like 4 shots or something this season, which is...
Well, it's just the way Bayern play. It's just that incredible system. Yeah. Relentless pressing and passing and moving that just crushes teams. Like... Yeah. It's much more industrial than stereotyping the Germans.
Yeah.
It's much more efficient and industrial.
I don't like
than Barcelona's.
But I still think it's fantastic football.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Like,
incredible.
It's, it's not just like direct 1-2 done goal.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The players that are in there are just absolutely excellent.
It's not Tony Pulis football. But he might
never got to him.
Well, we mentioned now if you want, he left Stoke. He's been sacked.
Yeah.
Walked out naked.
He left naked.
With his cap.
He left mainly because of just the shenanigans that were going on at the club.
Yeah,
Kevin Jones kicked head in the locker, smashing up Glenn Whelan's car.
Yeah, but it wasn't Glenn Whelan, so he smashed up the wrong car.
Well, actually, we only have Glenn Whelan's word on that.
Yeah,
he could have just been angry and been like, it wasn't even me. And that is a pretty accurate Glenn Whelan impression.
Why did he freak out? He's from where we're from, so that's pretty accurate. Why did Kevin Jones freak out? It's not that big a deal.
I'd be pretty annoyed if I found a pig's head in my... Locker.
But they're after been playing pranks on each other last week or whatever.
There's a difference between eggs on your car and a dead animal in your locker. I'm assuming it was dead.
I'm blaming Figo. He's the only man I know with a pig's head.
Yeah, that's true. What did you think he kept that pig's head?
Yeah,
someone threw it 10 years ago in the new camp.
This rotting pig's head.
He sits at home rubbing just for men.
I should get rid of it or I should stuff it in Kevin Jones' clothes. I had a theory that
who's Figo next door
Figo, who's Kevin Jones? Oh, you'll see. You'll find out.
I had a theory that it was Tony Pulis's pig. That's why he left the club. It was Potter, the pot-bellied pig for the Potters, and
the pot-bellied trotter.
It sounds like a song.
It sounds like a Stoke City FA Cup final song.
The pot belly trotter.
Oh, the pot belly trotter.
Hide it in Kevin Jones locker.
What's this got to do with the FA Cup final?
Let's roll it.
Oh dear. Were we talking about the
Champions League final?
Just also worth mentioning that the Europa League winners, they get into the Champions League from 2015 onwards.
As do the Champions League winners, which is like clarification of that, because every season they go, oh, what do we do? Yeah, I suppose you go in.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh crap, we have to get rid of someone. What's going on? I have no idea.
Have
so
we have to kick a Welsh team out. Yeah.
So they've just clarified
that's okay,
that,
we don't mind.
Ah, oh, poor Tottenham Network Solutions.
It's very kind of vague at the moment how this is going to work.
Yeah, no, let's not get into the logistics.
No,
we don't understand.
Look it up. But
well,
it's,
I mean,
it's not...
It's not clarified yet.
The
actual statement hasn't been made yet until tomorrow, which will probably be today when you're listening. Or yesterday
or
if you're listening in the next
ago,
day.
If you go
or
to the archives.
Or the day before that, if you're listening.
Okay,
we
get the point.
Or the
shut up.
Last week, if you're listening in July.
That's pretty much it for the football side of things, in a way. So if you do want to get in touch with the 12th Man Podcast...
Well, we're still kind of... just before you say Hotmail... we're still kind of in Germany. We're talking about Champions League finals and stuff like that. The women's Champions League final was
the
played.
Wolfsburg women won.
I'm really surprised. I saw Lyon's women play last year. I was at the final between them and Stuttgart, and they were like unbelievably good. They dominated the entire game.
Andy Grave retorted to this game.
I mentioned her last week, and I'm actually forgetting her name now. I said her on the Twitter. She's a big afro, big lovely afro.
Dante.
She's a centre back, big
Axel Witzel.
And she's like unbelievably like good player. I was like, I think she's the captain as well.
Yeah,
I'm really annoyed. I forgot the name now.
It was Martina Muller who scored for Wolfsburg.
Yeah,
he's got the
penalty.
Lyon hadn't lost a game.
119
games. This excluding defeats and penalty shootouts, so there must be one somewhere along the line. But that's incredible.
Mm.
That is absolutely incredible. Anyway, the football side of things is kind of coming to an end in a way. So if you want to get in touch with 12thmanpodcast at hotmail.com or at 12thmanpodcast on the Twitter, you know, the Facebook page as well, just Google 12thmanpodcast, get on there. And
usually stuff is happening there, but I don't think there's much there at the moment. I think we're living off past glories, but there will be. There will be stuff
living
uploaded.
Off past glory.
Darn. Living off past glory is like Dennis Irwin, where a load of wheelie bins. But there will be more going up there,
there will
in next
be,
weeks. Yep. I'll be active. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry, guys. Don't worry at home. All right. Got a bit of fun now.
Yeah.
For once.
We are. You might not. Yeah. This is for us. This is self-indulgent.
You can probably
crap.
Just switch off around now.
Please don't.
At the start of the season, we made predictions. Before the season started, before ball had been kicked, before a whistle had been blown,
before even most transfers were completed,
yeah,
ooh. There was one quite important one that was only in the works.
Here's his mention.
No, it's not. The Van Persie one wasn't finished at that point.
Oh yeah.
So that's what we did was we made predictions at the start of the season, and through the course of the season we've forgotten them because we drank them out of our systems. Really. And we remember one or two. So what we've done here is we've sent our lad Ruth Hoban off.
Oh lads, Ruth Hoban, sit him off there. No, sit him down on the computer. Put him a chip in.
Is this McCarthy or
yeah? We
don't
that's just a Geordie accent.
it's not very Geordie, but okay.
No, that.
But anyway, I was sent into the archives, which is kind of like that room in Raiders of the Lost
Ark.
Just
thinking,
and basically have to dig out all this info.
Yeah.
And so we made these predictions.
We
store
audio in crates, apparently.
We want to see.
I mean, we could have kept it. It was just loads of crates.
Cassettes.
Where I had to go and find. Where I had to go and find one USB that held all.
Why did we put it
Why
in so
Why did we
many?
Do it? Why? There's millions of crates here.
We basically was about, 10 different predictions we made. So we'll start off. Winner.
Yeah.
We made a prediction for the winner.
Okay, well. One of us got it right. We have a sort of a points tally here.
Oh,
If we got the prediction right, we get 1 point. If we got it wrong, we lose a point.
So who will be crowned the Premier League's Mystic Meg, if you will, of predictions?
Okay, that's nice. I like that. And our correct prediction came via our own Shane Keenan.
Good job.
Myself and Deco... Despite humming and hawing for ages, and when I was listening to it, I heard myself talk about United possibly winning the league for ages, and I kept going, say United. Just clarify, you pressed me on it, and I said, Man City. Did you both say Man City?
We both said Man City.
Right. Okay, so
top four.
Top four.
Point for each position you get right.
Point for each position that we get right. Again, myself and Deco,
we lost that one, obviously.
Collectively
City,
wrong.
Yeah. So
because we got no well.
Who's
we got Man City and United. We got Man City and United in the wrong order.
Yeah, so that's
but then Chelsea and Arsenal in the right order.
So it's nothing.
So it cancels out basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about our very own Shane Keane?
Shane Keane got his very own cancellation by getting United and City in the right order, but Arsenal and Chelsea in the wrong.
He backed his Arsenal.
He pushed it.
He
backed it. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not like that.
No.
We're not like that.
Well, Liverpool just didn't get a look in, so Celtic don't play in the league, so
luckily, we're not like that.
So I'm still one up after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, one up, pretty much.
That's, where are we now?
So, it's one and...
He has won.
So who did you back for the top four?
I had City, United,
City, United Chelsea, Arsenal.
Chelsea, Arsenal. Did you not go to Liverpool, though?
No, I didn't.
Liverpool come in a while.
In
the next spot, relegated. Relegation teams. How horrendously wrong, how bad were you?
Okay, there's some pretty bad. I think we should be docked points accordingly, depending on where these teams finished in the league. But, right, we each got one right.
Okay.
Which was, again, for some reason, we had some sort of unity going on.
I have mine here.
We both said Wigan would go down, which was turned out to be right. Sock, you said Reading would go down.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Then, Deco's other two were Southampton and Stoke.
Yeah. I also had Norwich. I had Norwich as a kind of like
as a kind of a backup, which actually both myself and Sock also said.
Okay.
So we all kind of predicted Norwich not to do well. You did say that there would be one unexpected relegation, which, as it turns out, according to you, there was two unexpected relegations because you got two of them wrong.
Hey, look, we're not going back and having digs at me for past
Sorry, podcasts. I'm trying to work out the scores as I go along here.
So,
who was he predicted?
Mine was Wigan, Southampton and Stoke. So I got one, but I got minus two.
Yeah,
so
Hampton
minus
was
one.
Stoke.
How did I not pick QPR?
Actually, QPR... QPR will come into it in a lovely one from you. Anyway, so his three, Wigan, Southampton, Stoke. My three were Wigan, Norwich and Southampton. Wrong. Your three were Norwich, Reading and, this is my favourite one, West Bromwich Albion.
Do I get docked 10 points?
And you insisted that Steve Clark would be sacked.
That is minus two. I don't care what you say.
I'm loose on all of us. Oh dear.
Right, so onwards.
The next ones are kind of difficult to tally up a points total here because they're kind of based on opinion.
Yeah, well,
best
it's not,
signings,
not everything
signings
has to be on a point.
Well, the best signing.
Best signing. So, all of us kind of. The Van Persie deal hadn't been completed, but it was most likely going to happen. But all of us kind of said, it's going to be good. But
that
not,
doesn't count as anything.
It's not included. Mm. Deco D Money Marin over there had Jan Vertonghen, which I think was quite a decent shout.
Yeah, that's a point.
That's definitely a point.
I think I somehow gain and lose a point in my one because I said two because I couldn't really distinguish. I had Shinji Kagawa,
okay,
which is not very good, but I also had Michu,
which is good.
Yeah. And you, Sock, had Gylfi Sigurdsson, which is
That's another 2 points lost.
Our worst signing.
I know we're all going to get a
we
point.
We all
here.
Win for Jack Rodwell.
Did we all say Jack Rodwell?
Yeah. We all said Jack Rodwell. And then, because of the way we went around, Deco started, I said it next, and then you said it for each of these predictions. Mm. So Deco said Jack Rodwell. I said, can't disagree with that. It's the only name on my sheet. You said the same thing, and then kind of went, just to give another name, maybe Oscar.
I know. That's terrible, that is, but I don't think he's had a fantastic season.
He's not a bad signing. No, it's supposed to be worse. His career is worse, so I think he loses another point.
No, because his one was Rodwell.
So I think he's
I
don't know what,
I already took 2 points.
I don't know where we are on
anyway, I don't know where
anyway,
we are on points
okay.
either.
I haven't got a clue. The next category was our team to improve.
Okay.
Which
oh, no, I feel like I've done badly.
I hope it is West Brom as well.
Technically, we were all kind of terrible at this.
Okay.
Technically we were.
Technically. Deco did get it kind of right, I suppose. Because he said Liverpool. Which is right, because they finished 8th last season. And finished 7th this season.
How are they position-wise? Yeah,
yeah
okay.
So,
yeah, yeah.
You guaranteed at least 8th in that
I did. Yes!
But,
that was such a, like,
but,
such an
yeah,
encouraging
like,
thing for
yeah,
Liverpool. I can guarantee
that's such,
8th.
Such a cop-out just to guarantee a very, very low position. But you did say that you were very, very nearly going to say QPR.
Oh my
as
god.
As your team to improve.
But I did
so,
the same. So I get a point.
Yeah, you looked at you. You were pretty.
Yeah, but no, it's not.
Oh, he gets a point. He gets a point.
Okay.
He gets a point.
Okay.
Thank you. The host helps me out here.
Alright. Both myself and Sock said Aston Villa. which is pretty bad.
That's a point one. Each there as well.
And, I'm
be taking that one.
Just going to point out. I said Sunderland may do quite well if they bring in a striker who can link up play.
Which they did with Danny Graham.
Is exactly what they did
with
Stephen Fletcher.
And Danny Graham.
And they still did worse.
They should have done doubly better.
They should have done twice as well. But no. Terrible.
Right. I think I have these right. Because it's a different procedure trying to keep these
yeah.
scores. But at the halfway point, I think we're out here. I'm -2. Points, which is great. I'm already a negative. Declan Maron over there is winning with 2.
Get in.
And Ruth Hobbins piggy in the middle.
It's a game
minus,
2 halves
yeah.
though, lads. All the comebacks
yeah.
could be made.
The comebacks
you know?
Could be made. I'm still.
I won't be resting on my laurels just
I'm,
yet.
I'm still unhappy with the ref's decision to disallow the QPR of the Manor. But anyway.
Well, we need to get replay technology real
yeah,
and then we can
do,
see
we
next
do.
Year.
Video technology, hopefully. Anyway. We'll go on to the team to regress.
Oh,
we just had
the team
to improve. So, Deco's one, obviously, seeing as you said they were going to get relegated, you said Stoke would regress. Which is.
Ooh.
That's right, yeah.
About
that's
right.
A
yeah.
Don't give
it's
him a point
okay.
for that.
Yeah,
nice,
it's
lads.
His technique.
I'm giving away
right.
too many
points. You also did.
Well, probably position wise,
you have
to count it.
Just
it
incidentally, you said that Fulham would start poorly, which they didn't because they won 5-0 the week after you did that. And then you said that they would sack y'all, which is wrong again, and then improve, which
Gus
is kind of wrong.
Gus Poyet is linked with. They could still sack him.
I thought the season
yeah, but the season is over.
No, but I thought a playoff final.
Could be good in training.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Anyway, both me. And Sock said Norwich.
Just to clarify, I haven't lost
which
a point
is,
there.
Which to regress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just technically
I
right.
Think
I think.
That, where did they land positionally?
Oh,
you
yeah.
have to look at positionally. 14th.
Well, I'm not,
where were they
I'm,
last year?
Yeah, they did. They shot up quite a bit. Oh, curse you, Johnny Howson.
Right.
Damn you and your
I did mention Newcastle as well, which is absolutely
right.
To
clarify, did I lose points for that Fulham one? Or did,
nah,
is that
nah.
just a mention?
No, you got
that
a point.
That's just incidentally, just as I'm mentioning... I happened to say Newcastle as well, but the main one I said was Norwich. Which why did none of us say Newcastle? They finished 5th for God's sake.
Yeah. it was a sure banker. You couldn't get it wrong. Like they were never going to get into the top 4.
Yeah.
You could have just should have said anybody. It's like United. You could have said City, and you would have been right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we would have definitely because the way they played as well hasn't been
even Arsenal, Spurs.
Yeah.
Well, regressed technically.
So where did Norwich finish this year? Sorry.
They finished 14th this year.
Well, they were 12th last year, so
technically
you get a point
that's
each.
That's a regression, yeah.
Doesn't matter because we all got a point there anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh, just makes us look a little slightly better.
Yeah. Tell for you guys, I'm running away with
player
this.
To improve.
Player to improve.
Well, I'm down one.
You know you're when you mentioned it last week.
Junior Hoyle. Why did I say Junior Hoyle?
Again, Deco's probably going to run away with this on a technicality.
Well, oh, yeah, no,
Steven Gerrard was your
because he had such a terrible
because
season the year
consider
before.
He didn't play at all the
yeah.
year before, pretty much.
And he played nearly every game.
But
yeah.
again, you had to say something pretty right, and then followed up with some terrible
which was
stuff. which was Joe Cole and Hatton Ben Arfa.
That's gone.
Oh god, no, points are gone. I'm picking one of those two
that you mentioned. But,
that's foul.
Yeah,
that is absolutely foul.
That's pretty awful.
Gotta put an asterisk beside
Joe Cole improved technically.
No, he played about four games. That was it.
He scored like twice. I don't think he played much.
Did he set two up against Man United in that FA Cup game? Or something?
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, but also he played for Lille the season before and was all right. So,
I was talking about Liverpool.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Also, I had to follow you up with that turgid crap by agreeing that Ben Arfa would be improving.
Oh no,
he's improved beyond belief this
season. Yeah, absolutely. He had such a good end to the season as well.
Yeah.
So you said Ben Arfa.
I did.
To improve. So yep. you lose a point here.
Absolutely.
So I've gained one, you've lost one.
Hmm.
And Stockpick Junior Hoylett, so that should be like -5
I'm taking minus.
That should be a Pompey style deduction for next time we're playing.
I took -2 for the Steve Clark West Brom.
Okay.
So obviously, with a player to improve, there has to be a player to regress because not everyone can get better. So,
I think I remember mine for this.
So
I don't remember mine.
Deco's was Paul Scholes.
Oh no, yeah, I'd lose a point for that.
To regress?
Which.
I don't know if he regrets.
It's a hard one to judge because he's so...
Yeah, no, I'll take a minus point for that because he didn't have a bad season and play badly. Yeah.
We did all agree that he would retire at the end of the season, which is just...
Bonus points!
I don't think there's any question over it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good prediction on our part. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was just mentioning it because it's probably the only thing that we all three of us agreed on. That's true. Yeah.
We can all agree that Rodwell's not good.
We all agree Paul Scholes is old, Rodwell's crap. That's what we've got. If you can take anything from this season, lads. My player to regress was Demba Ba.
That's a minus right there. Can I give him -2 because he made a transfer to he won the Europa League and then he's gone?
I still think he wasn't as good as the start of the season.
He had a good year. He didn't regress. He didn't get worse.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what this is.
Socks with Scott Parker, which was pretty.
I'm bang on with that one.
You're giving yourself.
Actually, put a minus in because I'm so used to it.
Deco was very much against that.
A friend of Paul said that Scott Parker was injured. Yeah, you said if Scott Parker didn't have a good season, Spurs wouldn't have a good season.
That's what I have written out there.
Oh, no.
Do I deserve it?
There you go.
I don't know if I deserve a deduction.
No, I don't know.
It's not a prediction.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'm not taking points.
It's just a comment.
A ludicrous comment.
A very bad comment. That I'm sure if we go back through all the archives, if we send Rue back through all the archives, we'll find loads that we've done.
That's true.
So we'll be back next.
So our last one, where any points are relevant, is our top goal scorer. You can just put -1 beside all of us because
I thought I could get like half a point out of this.
How'd you get half a point?
Because I remember it was Luis Suarez.
It was Luis Suarez, which he wasn't the top goal scorer.
I know, I agree, but he was 3 away and he got a 6-match ban at the end.
That's his fault.
Yeah, he didn't score the most goals in the season.
But
it was actually
you guys mocked me when I said that.
Yeah, because it was wrong.
No, but it was close. Right?
It was a lot closer than what we had.
Okay,
but you're not getting a point.
I picked our bet again.
You picked Wayne Rooney. And I picked Carlos Tevez. And then right at the end, Deco pulled out what you kind of at the time were saying is a joke, but it was kind of fairly accurate. Is there anything to be said for Ricky Lambert? Which was said tongue in cheek, just because you were on that Ricky Lambert
celebrate. He did celebrate.
He nearly didn't get to, but he did.
And
just for the crack, we all gave it our players that we were excited to see.
All right.
Deco's one was rightly dismissed by Sock.
Was this Granero?
Lucas Podolski.
Oh,
which you were very, very wary. You were also excited to see Marco Marin, so I'm sorry that you didn't actually get to see him.
You got to see plenty of Marco Marin.
Yeah, and but myself and Sock were excited
to
see...
That was a really shit end.
Santi Cattarola.
And you picked Podolski.
I picked Podolski.
Podolski
and
Marco
Marin. But I don't think we lose points for that, do we? That's not a prediction.
No.
That's what you're excited to see.
It was just...
Unless I admit that I wasn't excited watching them, which I'm not going to do, because that's suicide to my points.
How could you have been excited watching Marco Marin sitting?
Did I joke about the similar names?
You said something about the
similar names. Yeah, that's probably why.
You said, no,
I'm very easily
amused. You said, and now It's not because we have a similar name.
Damn you, Pastego.
Damn you, Junior Hoyle.
Damn you. Why did
just damn you season. Not panning out the way I thought.
Well,
that's
well,
what
that gonna... is interesting.
So lads, who won? Well, announce it now, live on the podcast, because I think it's me, to be honest.
I have the feeling,
okay, Deco won.
Yes,
he finished with a hefty 2. The only one who finished in positives.
There you go.
In second place. These are inconclusive because I'm not even sure.
Whoever loses this, gets relegated and is no longer on the podcast.
In minus 2, well, lads, next season's going to be pretty tough because Ruth Hoffman won't be here because he finished on minus 3.
Oh, no.
So what, actually?
I'm just thinking now. That was quite a good summary of the season as a whole, where Deco did some terrible things in those predictions. Wasn't particularly good, but was solid enough that he won the league.
I'm going to be so wary next season. I'm going to be picking safe bets. Yeah. Team to regress, West Brom, definitely.
Don't pick them.
We're not going to get hired in 8.
Steve Clark to get sacked again.
God, that's a prediction right there.
Well, let's see.
Well, I would make some good predictions if I was around, but I'm afraid...
just a few words as you would do. A few words as the winner here. I'd like to thank my teammates, me, the pen, the paper I used to write on, and you guys for being so bad at predictions. I'd also like to thank the listeners for listening to this mindless self-indulgent crap that we've just been out.
What you can take from this is the fact that
really, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast because we know nothing about football.
The only one who knows anything here is Declan Murray.
Yes. Put him back as host, I hear him say. Put him back as host.
The only one who knows anything. He said QPR would improve. He said Marco Marin was exciting. He said...
I didn't say he was exciting. I said I was excited to see him.
But Scott Parker would have a good season.
Mm.
Yes, I've gotten some things wrong, but overall, I got the most things right. And
that's what football's all about.
I'd like Will Mbalagwe to email in his predictions and see how we both got on.
Oh, dear. Gentlemen, it's been brilliant. Next week, we have our awards, though, which is going to be more fun.
And the Champions League.
Don't mind that.
Champions League final, playoff.
Champions League playoff.
Scottish Cup final. Ooh. Neil Lennon's on the bench, lads.
No, he's allowed.
Yeah,
he's,
exactly.
Oh, sorry.
I'm saying, I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
Root celebrate. Next week we have our awards. So if you want to get in touch with any, the usual best player, best sign, worst sign, and best player of the season, worst sign player of the season.
Those are all the ones that we obviously know we're all going to cover as well.
Yeah.
So if there's any that you think could be
special merits,
a bit of a twist on some of them. Last year we had some.
The Paul McShane Award for outstanding.
The Robert Earnshaw Award for top goal scorers in the lower leagues.
Yeah, no, well, it was actually for someone who will score a lot of goals this season and won't score ever again. But there was a few interesting suggestions that we had last year. Like,
I'm sure we'll have a couple of wacky categories.
Yeah, player who looked most like Rue and stuff like that.
Who
so,
would come
on
that?
We didn't actually...
Emerson Boyce, I believe.
We didn't, Emerson Boyce.
I know he's not a player. I'm going to go Boas.
Okay.
He's got the beard.
I can kind of see.
He's got the beard, And if you let the hair grow a bit, I think you can pull it off. I know you don't your voice like this.
Here, I'll punch him really hard in the throat. I'm sure we'll have a few wacky...
Yeah, anyway. Any suggestions, if you want to get in touch to 12thmanpodcast@hotmail.com. Get on the Twitter, probably the best, @12thmanpodcast. Put up your predictions there. You can leave on the Facebook page. You can just drop it on there. Come on, Google the 12thmanpodcast. Go on to the Facebook page and leave there because we're going to have a bit of fun with them next week. We probably argue a lot about them because we'll all have our own views and opinions. I mean, there's millions, best sign and worst sign, there's limitless possibilities there, particularly with worst sign and QPR. Get your thinking hats on. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Ruth Oban, and thank you to the wonderful, the one and only Declan Murray,
the one and only champions.
Hello.
Come on, lads. Thank you very much.
The only man who knows anything about football.
Thank you, JK, for steering this this championship winning boat of people
champion
to the top. Championship, nice.
Yeah.
We're going to the top, lads. With my predictions, we're going to the top of the iTunes charts. Don't worry.
Thank you, gentlemen. See you next week.
Goodbye. It would be the bangingest club going.
Well, no, did you not hear about that?
No.
A couple of months ago, he was...
apparently
Merry Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, might as well take over Sally.
But you just have a bite into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking over.
No, no, he was going to
the manager, the captain. Snoop, you're killing us out there. You got to start playing. Yo, I'm all about looking cool, dogs. Apparently, Fortuna's cookies crumbled. He must have dropped them. That's shit. They got relegated and all their cookies got smashed.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
I was watching the start of an episode of House the other day. Like, his hair was like.
Did
black.
He look,
and I was like, I don't know if your hair is ever, but yeah, he looked a bit like Phil Brown. Oh, that's fantastic.
He looks, yeah.
He killed the old face. I don't like Phil Brown. Just because I was interested in it, I can't remember. I heard it on something talking about it.
Why are you so interested in Kelsey Grammer?
I'm not. I heard someone talking about it.
There's wrong many things.
I heard. I actually don't dislike Frasier, actually. But I. To make is a change to them accent.
Do you
want to
sell my ankle pads?
Not when we're reading. Oh, wait, hold on.